In more or less normal times, the World Food Program assists 265,000 non-refugee Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. But these are not normal times, and the UN Food Agency says it has had great difficulty providing aid to its beneficiaries. The WFP says it has managed to distribute a 2 to 3 month supply of rations to more than half of its caseload in Gaza. But WFP spokeswoman Amelia Casella says, in the meantime, the number of hungry people needing assistance in the Palestinian territory has gone up. She says WFP will have to provide food aid to a further 100,000 people, raising the caseload to 365,000.
We're also launching an Operation Lifeline Gaza aimed to raise funds and obtain and bring in more ready-to-eat style foods. And we are hoping in the coming days to be able to distribute 23,000 MREs, or meals ready to eat. There would be 16,000 of them for people in UNRWA shelters and 7,000 people in hospitals for up to 12 days.
Gaza has a population of 1.5 million people. The UN Relief and Works Agency takes care of the refugee population and is feeding more than 1 million Palestinian refugees in Gaza. WFP is helping 80% of the resident non-refugee population. Aid agencies have had great difficulty providing food and non-food assistance to the inhabitants of Gaza during the fighting over the past 3 weeks. While they welcome Israel's unilateral ceasefire, they say they expect delivery problems to persist. WFP spokeswoman Casella says shipments of goods between Israel and Gaza are erratic because of the frequent closure of crossing points along the border. So she says WFP is planning ahead.
We will be providing a higher ration. We're increasing our ration to 2,100 kilocalories per person per day. It was 1,400 kilocalories per person per day. And we are going to be doing that for the next 2 to 3 months to make up for the fact that basically many of the people who would have been receiving food have not been receiving it. If they're able to get it, we also want to make sure that we give them as much as we can at this time, because we're not sure when and if they'll be able to come back to get replenishments.
The UN Children's Fund says it believes the incidence of severe malnutrition among children has probably increased because of the current violence in Gaza. It says it anticipates an increased caseload in the coming weeks due to deteriorating conditions. UNICEF says it will be working with the World Food Program and other partners to monitor the situation to get early and effective treatment to children suffering from acute malnutrition. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.